Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Inflation-wary shoppers are setting sales records at a blistering pace online. Retail food sales and retail sales overall exhibited significant online growth through Cyber Monday, allaying concerns that an early October start might have depleted gifting budgets before Thanksgiving. Reuters reports Black Friday sales increased by 14.6% online, while in-store sales experienced a modest 0.7% rise. Despite economic concerns, consumer confidence remains strong, supported by a robust job market and wage growth. This confidence is reflected in increased spending during major shopping events. The National Retail Federation forecasts for U.S. 2024 holiday sales of between $980 and $990 billion looks on target, marking a 2.5% to 3.5% increase compared to 2023. Consumer awareness of tea's health benefits and rising demand for diverse tea varieties, with reports of strong sales in herbals and function-specific teas, continues a trend that accelerated during the pandemic and remains strong. COVID-19 shifted tea buyers towards online purchases. Consumers cite convenience, a broader selection of products, and the emergence of thousands of direct-from-origin, direct-to-consumer brands. Tea is a popular gift, with brands like Tea Forte earning a 4.9-star rating on Amazon based on 1,344 consumer reviews. The company's classic-flavored leaf tea gift set is a top seller. Direct-to-consumer Luxme Tea recently disclosed average online sales of $200,000 per month. Black tea holds the largest market share, accounting for 39.1% of revenue in 2023, but herbal blends are growing much faster, according to Grandview Research, which forecasts a combined annual growth rate of 8.2% during the next 5 years. Black Friday 2024 saw a substantial online and in-store shopping surge. Approximately 197 million Americans made purchases over the Thanksgiving weekend, slightly below the 200 million shoppers in 2023, but surpassing NRF's estimated 183.4 million. Cyber Monday 2024 set new records, with U.S. shoppers spending $13.3 billion, reflecting a 6.1% increase over the previous year. Business Insight. The holiday season has significantly shifted towards online shopping, with Black Friday and Cyber Monday achieving record online sales. Tea retailers offering seamless online experiences and mobile-friendly platforms have benefited the most. Treehouse Foods, based in Illinois, paid $205 million to acquire Harris Freeman & Company, a private-label tea blender and packer that employs 300. The Harris portfolio includes Red Rose, Salada, Tea India, Wander Drink Kombucha, and Newman's Own Organic Tea. Treehouse Chairman, CEO, and President Steve Oakland said, quote, "This acquisition aligns with our long-term strategy to build capabilities in our higher-growth, higher-margin categories," end quote. Assets include a tea manufacturing facility in Morristown, New Jersey, and a second in Marietta, Georgia. Oakland told Food Dive in 2023 that future acquisitions, quote, "would be capability-driven, not necessarily new businesses, not adjacencies. Those are things that we've done in the past," he said. "We think we're in a great group of categories. We just need to be able to sell more," the demand is there, end quote. Harris Freeman co-CEO Kevin Shaw said the sale is a great fit, citing Treehouse Foods' depth of capabilities, scale, industry expertise, and customer relationships, end quote. In addition to a broad range of foods, Treehouse supplies powdered drinks, tea, and coffee. Last year, Treehouse paid $100 million to acquire a coffee roasting and packing facility from Farmer Brothers to produce single-serve pods and ready-to-drink coffee. Harris Tea's predecessor was founded as a trading company in India in the 1940s and relocated to the U.S. in 1981 as Harris Tea, with a packing facility in the U.K. The company later became part of Harris Freeman, which is headquartered in Anaheim, California. The acquisition will provide vertical integration across the company's existing tea business and will be accretive to the company's overall growth and margins. According to a press release distributed by Treehouse, the acquisition will provide vertical integration across the company's existing tea business and be accretive to the company's overall growth and margins. The purchase price was a multiple of 8.5 times trailing 12-month adjusted EBITDA. The transaction is expected to close in the first quarter of 2025. This acquisition expands Supreme's beverage footprint and diversifies its battery, lighting, vaping, health and wellness, and sports nutrition offerings. Supreme currently owns 4 lines of canned and bottled water and soft drinks. The deal that rescued Typhoo from entry into administration includes stock and trade debtors valued at $7.5 million. Supreme anticipates a seamless integration, ensuring continuity in operations and customer service. Sandy Shuttha, Supreme CEO, called the acquisition, quote, a significant leap in our diversification journey. Typhoo Tea's strong market presence and Supreme's distribution expertise are a perfect match. We're excited about the cross-selling and innovation opportunities this will create, end quote. Established in 1903 and a household name with 73% brand recognition in the UK, Typhoo Tea pioneered prepackaged tea in the UK. Its product range spans traditional black and decaffeinated teas, herbal infusions, flavored teas, and coffees under well-known brands that include QT, Lift, and Heath and Heather. Typhoo supplies major UK supermarkets and discounters, and its Holland and Barrett brand is sold by the Ministry of Defense and NHS and exported to international markets across North America, EMEA, and Southeast Asia. Despite generating £20 million in revenue for the year ending 30 September 2024, Typhoo reported a pre-tax loss of 4.6 million British pounds. Supreme plans to implement a capital-light outsourced manufacturing model, aiming for a 30% gross profit margin and reduced overhead. Supreme projects the acquisition will enhance earnings.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.